This is Adam Corbett with today's astronomy podcast. I'll be talking a little bit about some fun and interesting facts about the sun. There are many things that most people don't know about the sun, and those are some of the things that I'm going to point out. We all know the sun is huge and by far the largest object in the galaxy. It actually makes up 99.8% of the mass of the entire solar system. All of the other planets make up less than 1% of the solar system. This should give us a good idea for really how big the sun is and how great its mass is. The sun is so large it can easily fit all the planets inside of it. It can actually fit around 333,000 Earths inside of it. Its mass is the largest and its size is also. The sun rotates like all of the other planets, but it rotates similar to a gaseous planet. Different parts of the sun will rotate at different speeds. So at the equator of the sun, it will take about 25 to 27 days to make a full rotation. If you go to the poles, however, it takes up to 36 days. I'm sure we've all heard of the dark spots on the sun, but what exactly are they? They are known as cool spots. I don't know if you can really consider them as cool. That's because they are still around 4,000 Kelvin, which is about 6,700 degrees Fahrenheit. Compared to the temperature of the sun, it is relatively cool, and compared to other stars, it is also a cool spot. There's nothing here on Earth that really compares to that. There is a solar wind that comes from the sun. It is a lot faster than any wind speed here on Earth. The fastest winds on Earth go just over 200 miles per hour. And the solar winds from the sun go almost 300 miles per second. These solar winds affect us here on Earth. There are power line surges, radio interference, and other things that are thought to happen because of the solar flares. The sun is mostly composed of two different elements, and because of its mass and size, it has a high core and surface temperature. Its main elements are hydrogen at 92% and helium at 7%. The last percent are trace amounts of other elements. The high temperatures come from fusion that happens in the sun's core. At the core of the sun, it is estimated to be about 28 million degrees Fahrenheit, and the outer surface, as most of us know, is 5,800 Kelvin, which in Fahrenheit ends up being close to almost 10,000 degrees. In billions of years, the sun will be so big and so hot that it will completely destroy everything on Earth. Our sun contains several layers. It has been thought that it is the exact same thing throughout the entire star, but it isn't. There is the core of the sun, the convection zone where the heat moves from the inside to the outside of the sun, and the surface. The surface is known as the photosphere. This star is thought to be close to middle-aged. It is estimated that the sun is about 4.59 billion years old, and in about another 5 million years it will transform into a red giant. It is currently considered a main sequence star and will leave it around the time it turns into a red giant. To observe the sun and to try and get as much info as possible, several spacecrafts and other satellites have been sent into space to get more information about the sun. SOHO is one of those that have been taking pictures of the sun for more than 15 years. And now NASA has also launched a twin spacecraft to see the sun from two different points to have a better idea of the space weather that the sun causes. That does it for this week's podcast on the sun. There is so much to learn about it, and so much most never would have imagined. Now that we better understand the sun, it makes it much easier to understand the rest of our solar system and galaxy. So tune in next week to learn more about our unique solar system and endless universe.